Are you living in the moment? Hello, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Dyer, the host of Unleash Your Christ Confidence. And today, I want to talk a little bit about living in the moment. Now, there's something to be said about living in the present, but living in a moment can sometimes lead you astray. For example, let's say you're on a date, and this is somebody you're really attracted to, and you think things are going so well, and then temptation comes knocking at the door. You know what I mean. And in that moment, sin may seem like a really good idea. Down the road, it's going to leave you feeling empty because you're going to cause trouble between your relationship with God. I was just talking to a lady and we're praying for her, son and her possible future daughter-in-law, because they chose something in a moment. And now, in this moment, she's trying to choose whether or not abortion is the right answer. In this moment, it might seem like the solution. But the solution for this moment doesn't mean it's a solution for the lifetime. It doesn't mean that it's a solution that you can really live with long term. See, I know women that have had an abortion. And a lot of times you go to those doctors and they don't tell you, maybe they don't even know, the pain that follows years down the line. 5 years down the line and you're seeing a five-year-old child and you're thinking, what would my child have looked like? What would they be if I would have gave them the chance to live? So yeah, sometimes in the moment, we're forgetting about the long-term consequences of what our actions can bring. And there's many times in our life that it can seem that way. Perhaps when people have stolen something, in the moment it seemed like a good idea. Perhaps the young man that came and stole from my store and is now in jail and will probably be in jail for many years because this wasn't even his first offense, even though he was only 19. Yeah, in that moment, he might have thought it seemed like fun. Maybe he got an adrenaline rush. Maybe it seemed like a solution to a financial problem. I don't know what his motives were, but I do know the long-term consequences he's facing. And while, again, we can live in the present and we have power in the present to make decisions, those decisions need to reflect not only this moment, but the moments that are going to follow. Because every decision we make, it has a consequence. It can be a positive, fantastic consequence, or it can be a negative one. There will come a moment when your decision will either lead to heaven or lead to hell, and there's nowhere to fall in between. So I'm praying for you today that in this moment and in all the moments you face, that the devil doesn't push you, but God guides and directs you to make those decisions in every moment that leads you down the path to salvation, that leads you down the path to a closer relationship with God. And that if you stumble and fall, and I know you will, because we all will, that you will quickly get back up, reaching for the hand of your Savior, because it's there, just waiting for you. So yes, I will pray for you today. I pray for my listeners every day. May every moment bring you closer to Him. Father God, Lord, we just thank You and praise You that You are the God of every moment, that You are with us through every decision. Lord, and when we are faced with temptation, You give us a way out. Lord, we ask that You give us the strength to keep taking the way out when we are faced with things that seem like they would be good in the moment, but the long-term consequences are bad. Lord, we thank You and praise You that You are a sovereign God and that You are here for us. You have not abdicated from the throne, no matter what is happening here in this world. And we thank You and praise You for Your love and Your guidance and Your mercy in our life every day. Amen. Well, friends, if you're looking for a moment to get closer to God, join us in Italy for our Christ. That's right. We're going to Italy this September, and we would love to have you join us. You're going to go and check out where Paul went, because that's right. Paul was in Italy. He visited Rome. He was a Roman citizen, and we're going to go back and see some of those places where he went. We enjoy the delicious food that you find in Italy. So, my friends, find strength in this moment. Next week, as we unleash Christ's confidence and bring you another episode.